Ocean critters, like all living things on the planet, are described based on their physical anatomy and genetic makeup. Biologists who study relationships between life in the ocean often look at the adaptations critters share in common and divide them into major groupings called kingdoms, phyla, and classes. A summary of the genetic heritage or evolutionary relationships of major groups of marine critters are outlined here. Looking at this image, we can see that ocean life is represented in each of the five major kingdoms of life. In this figure, the green-colored boxes are photosynthetic groups, or producers, and the salmon-colored boxes are heterotrophic groups, or consumers. We are probably familiar with the animals in the ocean, such as fishes, crabs, whales, and jellies. However, many other important groups of critters call the ocean home. For example, one-celled bacteria play a significant role in the ocean as major recyclers. These bacteria break down complex compounds into simpler forms that can be utilized by the primary producers. There are three groups of primary producers represented here as the green boxes: the cyanobacteria, protists, and plants. Even fungi are found in the ocean. By combining the shared features of critters and the unique characteristics of each critter, biologists assign each a scientific name that includes two words, the genus and species. For example, this image is the scientific name for the common dolphin. Delphinus is the genus, and Delphius is the species. Combined together, the name of a common dolphin is Delphinus delphus. Scientific names are also italicized or underlined to distinguish them as scientific notation, not the common names of critters. For the purpose of our course, we will generally not be using scientific names, rather the common names, which are more familiar to everyone.